What lady them are doing in LA with the brown bag? Brown bag
is the best in here. Brown bag pie.
Episode 96.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
How does it feel to go from bazookas to bazookies?
You know what, baby? I'm just alive, baby. That's all you. You know what? I care about the mental health now.
Ah.
Care about the mental. Call me Vic.
So anyways, what do you call this one?
A chapter in my life.
A chapter?
I don't know how long the chapter is, but we'll see. I don't write it.
Skip God to the end.
Oh, that's a bar?
That's a bar.
Anyways, yeah. It's Vic's birthday. I have this drink. Shout out Alone. They sent me this. They sent me two cases.
What is it? Is it tequila?
That's
is
gin.
It...
Isn't that gin?
Fuck it. It's your birthday. That's what the fuck it is.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
Oh, shit.
It's your birthday. Come on, Vic.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Let's see.
Vic, do it for the pod. Do it for all the baddies.
All right.
And the zaddies.
Let's go, Vic.
Vic,
31, baby boy.
Fondo. We need someone to shake his head like in Rosarito. Rosarito, Vic.
I don't know how I feel about it, but I know that this made me taste a lot better.
What is that over there?
Oh, this. Oh, you asked.
Yeah, what is that over there?
Oh, this is just some Rosecrans Agua Frescas. Soon to be available in all stores.
Let me see. What flavor is that?
Oh, that's a Jamaica flavor.
Wow.
Jamaica.
Yeah. Jamaica first, huh?
Hold on, we'll put it by your boobs so we get more views and Vic gets more sales.
thank you.
Yeah, well, Vic does have his Agua Fresca. I like how you did an Agua Fresca promo on Jamaica and you had your new girl recorded.
Yeah,
love
that was
for
crazy.
You, brother.
Bars, right?
Did she
bars.
Know?
Yeah.
She knows who Jamaica is, like all the Agua Frescas?
No.
Yeah. That's what I knew. I know she knows about.
Yeah.
One.
But does she know that the agua fresca is directly tied? What does she think you're making agua frescas? Well, like, what's the tie with Rosecrans Vic and agua frescas?
For funsies.
That's what it was for. You're right.
That's what Vic is like, yeah, my fucking grandpa uses agua frescas.
Yeah.
Like, he's so good, like a dream.
Like the jeans?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like how we did his jeans. My grandpa used to paint.
So it just connected. Yeah. No, I fucking did it. That was cool, you asshole.
You like that style, and you made a story.
Hey,
Vic is the
not,
ultimate.
Did it not sell?
It is, sir.
That's funny as fuck. That's fucking
That's
hilarious.
What flavors does it come in?
Right now, there's Jamaica, and then there's fresa.
Strawberry, which was good. I was trying it. It was pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
I wasn't like, he's my homie, so I would have told him if it sucked, but it didn't suck. I was like, Vic, not bad.
Yeah.
For I you. Love that for you, Vic.
Yeah, or Chata coming cool. soon.
Where can they get it?
We're going to have a pop-up soon, probably like later in July. Mm-hmm. I was going to do one soon, but I was like, you know what? Let me push it back a little bit.
Okay, I feel like this is a great time for me to announce my milk line.
Yes.
Coming soon. Whenever you do your pop-up, I want to do my pop-up.
Yeah.
And I'll be like La Lechera selling leche.
You should make it.
It'd be crazy because it's summer. And
leche popsicles.
Like,
or you
leche popsicles so you could suck on them? That's crazy.
Whoa.
You have a girlfriend and she's married.
Not even like that.
Let's
I'm just saying.
Figure it out.
Check the Reddit for the full video.
Yeah, because milk in the summertime is not...
Yeah. But you had a point. Popsicles?
Milk popsicles.
Raspado? Yeah. Leche on top.
Raspado.
Like lechera. Yeah. So maybe my product is the lechera.
Yeah.
Versus milk.
Oh. Almost fucking died right now. Holy shit.
I can have raspados.
Leche.
Fresas con crema.
Fresas con crema.
Wow.
Just have a cart.
Yeah.
Wow. Juno, you have to come up with something. Chicharrones.
That wasn't even that funny. It was mid.
Damn.
You could have said tortas. That would have been way more hilarious. But I'm on your ass now. I'm going to have domestic tortas.
Oh, my God.
Yo.
Wow.
Give me some props. That was good.
That was...
It was mid. You guys hyped it up too much. The laughing helped.
We made the joke.
It's because I didn't expect it. That's why.
Yeah.
That's what made it.
Yo. But chicharrones would be a really good product.
Yeah. That'd be a good product. We did that, remember?
But remember we had the whole debate of if it's chicharrones or whatever it is.
Or beaner wheels.
Or duritos.
We need that. We need our own little vendor stand pop-up this summer. You can get agua frescas. You can get fresas con lechera.
That would be
agua frescas, fresas con crema, lechera. And then
I don't know what I don't know what's I don't know.
What do you?
No,
what do
Andy,
you
were just oh, calling me fat. There's a difference.
Like, what do you like? Like when the raspado man comes through. What's your favorite thing to get? Your go-to.
She's still going. She's still going. By the way.
I don't even like. I like.
She said hot dogs.
Elote, esquite.
Esquites are mejor.
I like elotes better than esquites.
I like elotes way better than esquites.
Same. Yeah. Same.
Yeah. Esquites
something
don't
about
be hidden.
The cob just missing.
Yeah.
Doesn't
it misses
make it
some of the
same.
Flavor or some shit. Right? I'm always disappointed right. with esquite. I'm always like, why did
I'm not clowning you. She's like no, clowning you. Be nice to me.
I wasn't clowning you.
I'm not clowning you right now.
Right now.
Why the fuck is she here?
Literally just told me let the keep her around forever.
She's nice. She's nice. I like her. She's doing an EPK for the one to day over there.
Are you talking shit?
Hey, talking shit. I would never talk shit about you.
He's talking shit.
I'm editing a TikTok for Brown Bag.
Anyways,
ay.
Episode 96, you guys.
Episode 96, welcome. It's Vic's birthday. 31, hon. Ow.
Well, Vic.
So many girls have crushes on Vic, and I think it's so funny, like, because, like, he's taken.
Yes.
And happily.
Yeah.
But it's, like, it's also summertime, and I know this is the first time you said, like, you're with someone in the summer.
Yeah.
Usually you're, like, free as a bird.
Yeah,
and I feel like
time.
The birds are flocking to you.
Were you not with your baby mama for the summer?
Yeah, that was like my past life.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But now that he's been like, Rosecrans Vic wasn't.
Yeah.
That was just Victor
exactly.
from the bank.
Exactly.
Oh, I feel, okay, so I have a lot of questions, right?
Yeah.
Because I feel like your best friends didn't know that you had a girlfriend. Like, Swift came to sit down. He was like, okay, you guys want to catch this weekend for Vic's birthday?
Vic's birthday.
Not the rest of the team because they don't make over 90,000.
Yeah.
But the rest of us did go. And
only two.
I didn't say that. Vic did.
I didn't say that either.
No, he did.
He did say that.
Not me. Anyways, move on from that. And then I was sitting there, and then Swift got there late, so it was like a free seat, and he sat down, and then we were kind of making fun of Vic. Him and his girl were having like a good time.
They were being super lovey-dovey.
And lovey-dovey, kissing, like not paying attention to anybody else.
Yeah.
And then Swift was like, hey, that's really his girl, huh? Like, he had to like double confirm. And I'm like, have you not super confirmed with your friends?
You've just been on your honeymoon?
I've just been chilling. Yeah, I've just been, like, in the cut. Like, I only... It's because the thing is, like, I've only seen the homies recently, for the most part, in work environments, like at the studio and stuff like that. So, like, I haven't brought my girl around there, obviously. So, they haven't really met or interacted. They just have been hearing about me, like, oh, yeah, like, my girl, da-da-da. So, I haven't really, like, brought them around.
So, was that the first time Swift met... can we say your name?
Genesis, yeah.
Genesis?
I think so.
Sega...
Yeah, I think
the Genesis is a Sega.
Yes.
Oh, that was way before my time, brothers. But I now get it. I'm hip. I'm hip. Let's get it. I'm surprised she's hip to that. She's not.
Oh no, she is. That's her.
Yeah.
Oh, they figured it out. The comments. I seen the comments. The brother.
Yeah, for sure.
Things we don't know. Shit. Yeah. Wow. So you don't claim her to your homies?
I do. I just haven't brought her around yet.
Yeah,
I've just been on my my honeymoon vibes with her.
It's because he hasn't posted her on Instagram. Like I told you guys, that makes it official.
I posted her
on your
times.
Instagram.
You posted her on a reel that Brown Bag made when you guys were
you guys did
a power with Disneyland.
Yeah.
I don't want her to get a lot of hate because she
gets hate right now for the shit you said about her.
There's a lot of like girls that want me, and they're just gonna be like. Directing their hate and dándole ojo.
No, they're gonna stop following you because they're gonna be like, oh, he's not.
Well, I don't want that either. You know what I'm saying?
Like, oh, you want girls to follow
you.
You
want them to still think there's a chance. That's it. Then that's why guys don't post you girls.
Like,
that's why he's not posting you, ladies.
To your words wisely, brother.
You
never know. They could be what?
They could be potential clients for my new agua fresca line.
Yeah, I like to save them.
Or flavors.
You never know.
Exactly. Hey, Vic's in love. Well, he's a chan.
Super in love.
You know what? I'm happy for your love, brother.
Thank you, bro. I'm happy for your love, too.
Your love is crazy.
Yeah.
I haven't gone to Disneyland with the whole team, man.
How come no one's happy for my love?
I don't think
you're happy for your love.
It's true. I did say no one.
Did say no. But, you know, Vic's happy. She got in my hat with her initial in the back.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Let's get to that.
Let's talk about it.
Hey, all right. But before you guys roast me about that, she did it up for my birthday. Like, I got the best gifts I've ever gotten. Being a boyfriend, like,
but you've also haven't had someone for the summer to even get a gift.
Oh,
yeah, maybe something like that. I don't know. I just
you think the way that's some girl shit right there. I would have never thought of that in my life. Like, yeah, you've never really been single, so she's a Philip.
Yeah, I just never got like a good amount of gifts. Like I got AirPod Pros. I got fucking.
Because before he had the airport AirPods that were not real. Yeah,
bootleg
AirPods.
Ass shit.
Dude, so, it was bad.
Yeah.
And then I got like 3 hats that are really dope. They got, you know, they initial on them. They did get the initial there.
With the heart.
Exactly.
In pink.
Exactly. And then I got like a dope YSL cologne, but it's like limited edition and it's like all crazy artwork on it. And then a bottle of 70, my favorite tequila. And
what's that?
The Don Julio 70.
Oh, it's fire. The clear one. You know what's crazy?
What?
You're a cancer, and that's my mom's favorite drink, too.
It's a great
my
drink.
My mom said that 1942 is overrated.
Yeah.
She's like, it's not really quality liquor.
I don't know which one.
The 70, the clear bottle. One, the clear one.
But it has a black top instead of a blue top.
This one. That one.
Yeah.
You've definitely, Letty.
That one.
You drink it here.
Forza Letty came from that.
No, for Charletti was Mandala.
Mandala, oh, you're right. Yeah.
I'm down to be for Charletti right now, by the way. All right,
let's drink one more of it.
But yeah, I don't like this one.
Okay, well, Letty, you know what? Life's a...
Risk, carnal.
Life's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
That's right.
And that's what we got today. Because I don't like... I don't really want something either.
How far away is baby girl? Ooh, you call her baby girl.
Dang.
That's how he knows for real. He gives her a nice nickname.
Wow.
No. It's just her name on the contact. It's no emojis next to it.
Why?
Because nobody has an emoji but my mom. Oh, that's cute. Yeah, I'm like that.
What's your mom's emoji?
A big ass fucking red heart and like three different roses and then another heart and then 3 different roses and then another heart.
I like that.
And when she calls me, it's a picture of her holding me when she was young and beautiful before my dad stressed her out because he was a crackhead. And that does 2 things to people, crack, mental. Yeah. Yeah, but anyways, let's move on. Yeah. So Vic's in love. He got 3 AirPods. What? 3 hats.
Yeah.
1 AirPod.
Yeah. YSL cologne. I got just a couple.
How did she give it to you? Because it's not even your birthday. At least as of today, it's not Vic's birthday. Once this drops, it's going to be Vic's birthday.
So
but she gave
happy
it to you to the dinner, which was on the weekend, which was way before your birthday.
Yeah. No, I told her to bring it to the hotel because we got a hotel.
Nice.
At the Beverly Hilton.
No matter you play. Hey, do you think your girl, like, what your girl's with her friends and goes like, yeah, man, I got myself a grown man.
I think like, so.
Like, I got myself a daddy, literally.
I got myself a daddy. He got his own podcast. Yeah. He's on the radio. He got a kid. He lives on his own in Hollywood. Bitch, I'm doing it up.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's cool to brag, I guess, you know, but also, like, I don't want to be, like, objectified, you know?
So the things Vic. I have.
You're a baddie, Vic. You're a joint. You're the prize.
You're a child.
What?
I don't want to be objectified. I don't want to be a I don't want to be a thing. I don't want to be an item.
Exactly. I'm not an accessory. I'm a person.
Okay, she also works with a certain podcast.
Yeah. And, shout out to that podcast. Yeah, you're going to get a lot of love through here.
Yeah, and and we're out of...
That's very smart if I was them. Yeah, go
knock him down.
Go.
Go knock him down.
It's funny because we've tried to do that with Vic. Hey, Vic, go crack her down real quick. But look.
Take him for the team.
Look, let's talk about it because I'm thinking, right, like in our world, especially in the Latino space, we're very successful individuals.
Yeah.
And then we're a very successful pod.
Yeah.
The radio, everybody individually is doing their thing in their own different lanes, world, but we come together and we do our own thing, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, are you like, she's dating, like, she's part of a different team, but she's has a relationship with the winning team.
Yeah.
I never
so is her podcast going to have her more around because she's with the winning team? Mm.
Hmm. I don't know. She's not really on that podcast like that, though.
I know. She's Vic, go with the fucking plan. Yeah. I don't want to fuck up the
This is what we mean boy. By your turn down.
Yeah. Like, I want you to start your
That we're, like, trying to, like, hey, Vic, and you're like, oh, I guess.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what take it in the shot, man.
Yeah.
Take a shot. Yeah, let's take a shot.
I feel depressed. I feel like
I'm not depressed.
Yeah,
I feel like she's pregnant.
Really nobody's pregnant.
She's pregnant?
Nobody's pregnant. Literally nobody.
There's a lot of people pregnant right now. Shout out to all the pregnant bitches.
No, they're not. Shout out to pregnant bitches.
Yeah. Pregnant bitches tapping.
Pregnant bitches tapping. Pregnant bitches tapping. What are some questions you get about podcasting?
None. We don't talk about podcasts.
Oh my God, how was it when you met this person?
No. She doesn't care. No.
Okay.
She doesn't care. That's what I like about her. She doesn't care.
That's almost weirder.
Is it?
No, I like it.
Yeah. Because with what it's like, we talk about...
Well, yeah, you guys are also in the same field.
We're not in the same field.
like industry.
But like, we'll talk about music. We'll talk about albums. Like,
that's because you and Jorge are really like personality wise. You guys might not have the same thing, but I think interest wise, like, do you guys ever argue about who's the greatest rapper of all time?
Yeah, because he loves Jay-Z. His type of rap and my type of rap is really different.
He likes hustle motivational music.
Like when I show him like even like the Peso Pluma and like the corrido stuff. Nope, no thank you. Mm. Like, babe, take me dancing. Mm. Go with Angie. Carol G, yeah, it's cool.
Oh, so he doesn't like corridos and shit?
No, he doesn't.
Wow. Honestly. As a fellow
Filipino, it's not making money.
Corridos is not
making
money?
No, like, it's talking about making money.
Yeah, like the
he likes business rap.
Like the motive
shit.
Yeah.
Like
I was going to say Nas, but not Nas. But so he's not a fan of Cole?
No. It took me taking him to the For Your Eyes Only tour for him to like, oh, okay, I like the show me.
Oh,
shit.
I see what you're saying.
Something different.
What is he like, there's too much struggle in Cole? Like, he struggled too much.
I just don't think it's...
the beauty of the struggle?
Yeah. I want more luxury.
I get what you're saying, though.
Because he likes, like, Ross. He likes Jeezy. He likes
get money shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. Like, the hustle.
Hustle get money that leads to, like, luxury.
And that also makes a lot of sense why him and Nip were...
Yeah.
You know what? I like rap like that, too. But then it makes me like hate my life. Ugh, Rolls Royce, 30 of them in my trunk. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Bitch, I gotta find parking outside.
Like when Blue Bucks, when they were like rapping when they first came out, like the shit they were saying, I didn't understand it until like later on. I'm like, oh shit, they were rapping about some whole other shit.
Yeah.
Like, cause it's just
like right now
shit.
The biggest thing for Jorge is like the Louis Vuitton show and like just Jay-Z rapping shit that he's like hasn't rapped.
Oh,
and,
I see what you're
saying. And him like just.
And Pharrell killed that, huh?
Yeah, that was great. Shout
that
out
was
Pharrell.
Crazy.
That was super.
That was
fire.
Crazy.
And shout out Pusha T.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pusha
hey,
killer.
I've been listening. I listened to Pusha T the other day, and I was like, damn.
Oh, can I just shout out DJ Sour Milk?
Shout out Sour Milk.
Duno posted a photo with Greedo.
Yeah.
And then Sour Milk commented, hey, which one of his corridos do you like? Because, and it was so, you know how you say sometimes I have jokes that are like you kind of have to really think to be like, but that shit was funny.
No,
and it's
dude.
Because how this was said, like, yeah, he listens to corrido, not hip-hop, but then it's like, he's with Greedo.
You know what?
Which is hilarious. I like that Milk are...
Bro, Milk is starting to become somebody that, like, the more I think about, like, growing up in L.A., like, we heard him a lot, right? And even when I had Charisma on the pod, she was like, bro, Milk, like, the leaguers, like, they were really, like, culture, you know? Like, well, they still are culture, you know what I mean? But... Milk is somebody that and I didn't realize it till like when I got in an argument with my little bitty. I was like, hey, fool, like I really wanted to go support the homie.
Yeah.
And we did it, right? And then so I was like, Milk's one of them fools that you gotta like appreciate while they're still here.
Yeah.
So shout out Milk.
Because don't wish death on my guy.
I'm not wishing death on the homie, but he's old.
He's not old. That old.
He's not old.
How old is he?
I don't know, but not old.
The homie's old.
No, he's not.
Saw some wrinkles. You might have swag, but the wrinkles ain't going nowhere, Pedro.
It's because he's trying.
And honestly, he's a great fucking sport.
Oh, hell yeah.
He's a like,
se lleva.
Fool, me and this one, bro, our DMs are crazy.
Yeah, se lleva pesado.
Yeah, so shout out Milk. But yeah, he killed me with that one.
Yeah, that was funny. That should make me laugh. But speaking of Charisma, she told me that like Duno has her on his Cheese Man with Duno podcast. And... I love, one, I was telling her, I love that you got interviewed with someone that used to have a whole generation of fans. Because she's like, I even told Duno, no one's going to know who I am. But that your audience is going to appreciate her through you. Mm-hmm. And she was so happy with your guys' interview. Because for Charisma, hustled. All her life, hustled. 100%. And has been behind some shit. Like, since the beginning of the jerky movement to now, she's been behind a lot of music in L.A. Like, when they talk shit about, like, people not pushing L.A. music, like, no, you can't say that when Charisma exists. Because if anyone pushes for the West Coast, it's her. And just for bangers in general. But that you really gave her that, like, type of an interview where she felt like, fuck yeah, I've been waiting to talk like this.
Yeah.
And that you did a great job, and she's so happy.
I think when people see the word chisme, they think I'm gonna like come be messy, and I'll do it fucking around. But in reality, I like just having conversations with people. Yeah. Like, yeah. Even like with Sad Boy Loco, like, yeah, like we talked about the YG shit and things, but Sad Boy is like very respectful. He gave YG his flowers, but he, they, you know, and when still, I say chismeando, it's like, that's something like, and you guys know, but like, yeah, the word chisme does mean like gossip and shit like that. That's kind of what we do with Sombrasala.
Yeah.
But chisme to like me, especially me and my homies, will be like, oh, we're chismeando with the homies, fool. Like, we're just kicking it, talking shit. Or like, Charisma told me a really dope story that I really don't want to say because, but she told me like some Drake and Tiger story.
Oh, yeah, she was telling me that she's told you shit. She has.
Yeah, like, she, I was like, dude, I got to make this. She's like, yeah. And then she told me like, she was also putting, she was talking about like, clubs in LA, promoters in LA, like she was really doing her dude, like she was, and you know, some kind of, but I'll do it with anybody, like Los Desvelados, they're a big group in LA, they're doing their thing in the streets of LA, they're signed to Rancho, but when I had them on there, they spoke on their shit, and like, I could have rappers on here, influencers, but I think like, I've always like, and even like,
it's the story.
I like being like the first one. And I'm not saying that's, like, the number one goal, but, like, even with Eddie Zuko, like, I interviewed him before the thing, and I'm not saying I put him on, but I'm just saying, like, when Maximo showed me the song, I was like, dude, tap me in with this fool. Like, I just want to interview him. Like, I just want to talk to him.
Yeah.
And, like, now he's doing big, amazing things. Crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, all these things, and I'm like, bro, like, it's, you know, don't ever be too cool for, because now I have a relationship with Eddie Zuko.
Yeah.
So, like, the day Eddie Zuko
and
does,
I'm going to tell you, now with Charisma, you're good fucking forever.
I know she's been telling me to pull up. But honestly, you know what, you guys?
I love her.
I've been on my vibes.
Your EDM.
I've been like, you know
what? What happened to you? Because you started making EDM music and then you stopped.
You know what? Me and the homie Bailey moved from here. They had the store next door. Man, his mom and Major Hype. And I just haven't seen. And he's been hella busy really just working on his shit.
Okay.
But what I gotta do is just buy my own CDJs and just practice. Just practice.
Watch YouTube.
Cause I was getting the hang of it, like really good. So and I tried it the other day and it was still pretty good. So I was like, okay, muscle memory, just let me start tweaking it a little more. But it's a vibe, bro. And I feel like we should make an EDM song and then perform it.
All of us?
All of us. Well, we don't gotta sing, but we could just pretend like we're pushing buttons.
You were just party.
Yeah, just party
to the beat.
Just party to the beat.
Run it.
That'd be fun.
Let's get into. Oh wait, you're a celebrity all star.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Run the highlight reel.
Yes, real.
The N1 mixtape.
Talk to us about how you got on this basketball court. With
shout out Red Bull. Shout out the Hunger Claudia, the homie Parker. I met Red Bull a long time ago through Letty with the homie Michael.
Oh yeah.
And then Michael's still. I haven't really been working.
I think
with
he
him.
Does events, but then I think Claudia does partnership and stuff like
and
that.
And then obviously, Red Bull hired me for some shit, and then I just, you know, building a relationship, and then Parker, white dude, cool as shit, he got me for, like, the little bike thing. Like, they have, like, a bike thing.
Motocross? Or,
Red Bull, like, a mini bike? Or
no. Yeah, the one I did the little promo. Maximo actually shot it.
What kind of bike is it?
It was, like, a little mini bike, but we're kind of doing, like, a skit.
Like, a miniature motorbike.
Like, dirt bike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, dude, like, and I was just kind of like, hey, let's just be natural about this shit. Like, we don't got to do too much about it. Like, and then it's just been cool ever since. Like, they like how I did this shit. The white people, when I showed up, they're like, we saw your promo clip for the thing. And they were just having fun. And then they were like, anything we do, you come include. And then they invited me to play in the celebrity game.
That's awesome.
Which is also, I think it's like connected to the, okay, no, actually I'm wrong.
I think it's PABC.
Yeah, so it's like a pro-am thing.
Yeah.
That's me guarding the Hezzy God, which was crazy, by the way.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Look at my stance, though. It's good defense. Ass down. Back should have been a little more straight. Yeah. He could have crossed
the right. I like face down ass up, but it's
hilarious.
Cool. Oh, the gif in the comments. Oh, that's him.
I'm a real basketball player. Look at me and White Iverson. You guys probably don't know who these
people
are.
Did you wear a
fitted? Yes, we know who these people are, fool.
You know
who
White Iverson
I was watching And One Taste before you were even
born. No, White Iverson wasn't in that.
I know, but I'm telling you, I know this fucking life.
The scene.
God. All right, can you
did the you
go to his little highlight?
Did you wear a fitted on the court too? Or
I didn't wear no fitted. I
want to react to Duno's little highlights, his screens and his passes and his.
I wanted to do. There was assists. That was the I should have worn an LA fitted. That would have been some super LA shit. Nobody from there was from fucking LA.
Just you.
And this shit was in Compton.
But was it meant to be LA?
I mean, they did like West Coast versus East Coast, but I'm like, I feel like if you're gonna have a celebrity game in Los Angeles, why
there's
not
so
have
many
like
to choose from.
have a. But shout out them. It was still fun as fuck. It was cool. I met some people. I didn't really play. I fucking
Basketball is not my thing. Yeah. If it was a water polo.
You said basketball is your thing, though.
I like it, but I'm not, like, the best. Like, these fools are doing, like...
Yeah, this is their shit. These fools are
dunking. Like,
yeah.
Me being Mexican and Latino,
yeah,
we don't see a lot of people dunking in our lives. Shout out my black people. There was dunking. There was Kenny. There was this one dude on my team. But that shit was fun. It was cool. And there was free Red Bull.
Boom. Look at
look at me guarding Hezzy God. Boom. Dude, it was scary, low key.
I love your arm in the air. Like, ooh. But it worked defense. Because you didn't make it.
Look at this. I threw in a assist.
Why'd you drop like that, though? Look, you look like when the boys are learning to walk.
And he, look at screen. Ooh, screen for White Anderson. I think a screen on Maximo. Yeah. I seen the lane. Look at me. Look at the assist. He choked it. Look. Pump fake. Look right there. Look. And then he fucking choked the shot. Oh,
damn, my God. I like you. You killed it, though. Shout out to Juno. I feel like you belong like at the Miami Heat, just like our guy Triple J. Shout out to Triple J.
Shout out my guy.
First Mexican American drafted in the first draft.
First round of the NBA draft.
Let me re-say that because people will talk shit. First Mexican American to be drafted first round in the NBA draft.
Yeah, baby. And he's going to El Heat.
He's going to Elite.
Yes.
Shout out him, bro. Honestly, yeah, that's fucking amazing.
That's so fire. I'm a big UCLA basketball fan, so I've been knowing about him for a couple years. And a lot of times, since there's not a lot of people that look like him, there's not too many other Mexican. His name is Jaime. Mm-hmm. Yeah, two other Mexican-Americans that have, like, actually made it pro in the NBA. A lot of people were skeptical about him, but he plays his ass off. He has great footwork. Obviously, he's a Kobe fan with the 24. He studied Kobe. You could tell by his footwork.
Good height.
And yeah, they're already saying this, like, oh, they just drafted Mexican Jimmy Butler. And if that's his ceiling, that's fucking amazing.
That's a great ceiling.
Wow. Zoom into his leg on his leg hair.
And he went into
damn.
That feels really Mexican. Yeah.
That's super hairy. Right, I don't know. It's a lot of hair, dog.
I thought it was a tat.
Yeah, you thought it was a tat?
No, it's not
a tat. He's swaggy. Go. No, that was hairy with.
That's hairy. Yeah.
Just like me.
That's the Theo vibes. That was going to go bobby, but it still be hairy.
Hairy. Yeah.
That's how my uncle is. My uncle
Bobby. No, but he has great hair. Look at his hair, like his actual hair on his head. That's a lot of hair.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie. That was sick. Shout out him. Yeah, I've been tapped in with him for a while. So I'm just excited for him.
Yeah, shout out him. I've been tapped in with him for a while, too. I've been following him. And that's why I told you guys, hey, he's graduated. I remember he was graduating, and I told the room, I'm like, hey, he's graduating. I wonder what he's going to do next. And then someone in the room, I won't say it, but was like, probably nothing. I don't know. I don't know that he has it in him. He stayed all the 4 years instead of the 2 years that everybody else did. I don't know if that really going to do anything for him. Send him to China.
Hey, shout out him. I've been tapped in with him for a while. Yeah.
His sister's a baller too.
That was very well.
But I was so excited he graduated. I'm like, ooh, NBA next. And then the room was like, nah, he's probably not.
The room
probably
is crazy. Don't put that on me. Me, I'm a huge fan of him.
It was Vic. But then it was cool for him to be like, well, yeah, I'm Jimmy Butler.
You know what it is? Because even, fuck, Poi, you piece of fucking shit. Poi's a bitch. Because me and the homie are talking about Jaime, right? We're trying to put up. We're like, Poi, like, oh, look, he's going to get. Poi was like, you know, Poi thinks he's a coach. He was like, nah, I don't know. And then he got drafted. I was like, yeah, bitch. He's like, I was supporting him. He's Mexican. I'm like, shut up, bitch. You think you're Salvi. But shout out to Salvi.
He does think he's Salvi.
Poi thinks he's Salvi.
Because he likes my Salvi jersey photo. You didn't.
But I like the Mexico one. And the lift one. Yeah. I'm not too fan of the Salvi one. But you know what? I was at day trip real side. A lot of people have been rocking the Salvi. You guys are finally being proud of who you guys are.
I think the team is getting better.
Because your team is developing and it's better. I feel that. And the new jersey has some swag in it.
Yeah.
But shout out Jaime. We wish you a lot of success. And if you really pay attention, I'm not like a super knowledgeable, but he's kind of like an all-around player, a good role player. Mm-hmm. He's like, he's the type to die for the ball.
Yeah.
And that fool doesn't want the credit.
He's going to Miami.
And he's going to Miami. Which, I don't know, you know, Miami.
Yeah, but you know what might happen, though? Is that, you know, Portland wants to get rid of Dame, potentially. So, and the Heat really want him. So there have been talks. So he might end up in Portland as a part of that deal.
Part of that trade deal.
Yeah. Potentially.
He got drafted to be traded.
Yes.
First round? That's crazy.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, but, hey.
Number 18.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Big up to that guy.
It happens. But shout out him. But also another Salvi, did you guys see? The Salvi, not another Salvi, but he's Mexican. But there's a Salvi that's playing for John Bosco. He's a very good quarterback. I sent that in the chat.
Yeah, you sent that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's doing the shit out of. Can we go down? It might be under Brown plan as well.
Hey, some questions you don't ask.
Oh, hey. Oh, you just do it?
Yeah. If I'm not doing it, you don't ask. But okay, while we're pulling that up, they announced the Hollywood Walk of Fame inductees, like, for this next round. Mario Lopez, class of 2024, Angie Martinez, El Gordo y La Flaca are both going to get.
Wow.
Yeah. You have to share the star?
Raul de Molina and Lily Estefan.
Him. This is my guy right here.
Sheesh.
We'll go back to that. That's all I can do.
Yeah. But so shout out to them. Shout out to them. Yeah, this is more important.
Shout out Caleb Sanchez, the Salvadorian American. He's a starting quarterback at the number one ranked high school in the United States.
In Buffalo.
He is SoCal.
He is 6'3". He's with the big. Whoa.
Check his birth certificate.
Yes.
At St. John Bosco. He's 6'3"? Doing his shit. Yeah. In Southern kind of Caleb Sanchez.
Is anyone in here 6'3"?
No.
No. Yeah.
I don't know. He full Salvi?
He's full Salvi. Salvi American. Salvadorian American, yes.
Look, a 6'3 Salvadorian, that's crazy.
Looks like one of the homies that eats pupusas and gangbangs. That's it. I know one when I see one.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
Bro.
Fire.
And he has an arm. He's SoCal native.
He's fucking huge. Yeah. Don't let Bukele see this. Fuck.
And they say, like, he's super talented. Like, the way he has, like, an NFL prototype body already.
Yeah.
And, like, the movement and arm strength is already there.
I want to see his mom.
He has skills.
Caleb Sanchez.
But he's probably like, his parents are
his
probably like
born. His name is Caleb. Caleb. I'm trying to say that in Salvi. How do you say Caleb?
He might be
Spanish.
Like second generation or something.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But shout out him, honestly. Yeah. Shout out. Because, you know, he's a Latino doing his shit.
From the 562.
From the 562. Is he from the 562?
Pretty sure. Yeah. Bosco's right by my dad's house in Bellflower.
Mm.
And right what there. Were you saying about him?
He's doing his shit. Good prodigy. The people are looking. I think he's a junior. Might be a junior.
Yeah.
But can you go down to Brown Pipe real quick, Jose? Because Latinos, we're doing our shit in sports right now, you guys.
There's a pipeline, too, from a lot of Bosco quarterbacks to go to either USC or UCLA.
Well, it's so a lot of connections. They get a lot of good looks
exactly.
and stuff like that.
So we'll see where he ends up for college.
That'd be great. But now, UCLA or USC.
Yeah, so shout out him. Shout out Hyman.
And quarterbacks, he's a quarterback.
Yeah, he's a QB.
So quarterbacks, that's like the shining star.
Yeah, he's a starter.
And that's like you think of it like
the face
we,
of the team.
We know that the quarterbacks are the legends. Mm-hmm. And there's legends in different positions, but it's like, if he's the quarterback for the number one rated, ranked football, high school.
And it's like D1. It's not he's playing. He's playing against probably future Hall of Famers.
Yeah. He's playing against like modern
he's
day.
Gonna be
modern day. He's not playing for any like Paramount High, Downey High. He's not playing for San Fernando High. He's not playing for Belmont High or MC
High. San Fernando High and Belmont High.
But there's just a difference.
There's a difference. There's the caliber to this.
Levels
shit.
To this.
Yeah, because the school I went to was like D5.
Hey, let's all get our nieces ready and lined up and go to Bosco.
But shout out.
All the moms, go to Bosco. Send your daughters.
It's an all boys school. So
oh my gosh.
You have to send them to St. Joseph's. In Lakewood, because that's their sister school.
And then they meet up at Nats and they get it cracking.
The St. Joe
Hoes. Baby Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they call them the St. Joe Hoes.
No, because they probably already know the St. Joe girls.
The St. Joe Hoes?
I'm not going to say it.
That's what we used to call them.
They always the like St. the girls Joe's. That don't go to their school.
Yeah. Yes,
so exactly. Just, what's the mall that's there?
Lakewood one.
Cerritos Mall. Just take them shopping there now.
Yeah, Cerritos Mall.
Take them to like the Pro Image.
Yeah, exactly.
Or what you could do is go to an LAFC game, and Diego Rosales from Southgate is officially signed by LAFC, baby. Another Latino. And Latinos are winning the sport. Let's go, Latino.
You heard me.
Let's go. We're doing our fucking thing, you guys.
We are.
Shout out, David, because I've seen the thing with his like mom
You're
and his
so
dad.
Dumb and annoying.
It's funny. His sister's like just on her iPad, and they're like walking through
is
the
Is that
back.
The one that used to be in 3252, and then now he's signed to LAFC?
Yeah, there's a video of him being in the stands.
And the cool thing also is through this, LAFC dropped the Born and Raised collab, and they use him as the face of the campaign.
Born and raised in LA.
And his family.
And he's born and raised in Los Angeles.
Wow. Shout out to Espanto, genius.
Espanto, the greatest.
I'm still trying to figure out how this Salvadorian is 6'3".
I'm trying to
look for his mom to be like, oh, mijo, I love you.
No, but yeah, shout out to them. Diego Rosales doing their thing. And he's from Southgate. Imagine how cool is that, fool?
It's just
like after practice, cool. Just go to your mom's house and eat?
Yeah.
Like some fucking whatever. I don't know what type of Latinos he is. I don't know if he's Salvadorian, Puerto Rican, Mexican,
the LAFC
Honduran.
Pool?
I don't know what. It was Diego Rosales.
Yeah.
But Shout out him.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Damn.
Carne asada Nino Rival.
Because
when there's three of anything, we CNR it. Triple J.
Oh.
The 6'3 Salvi.
Diego Rosales.
Or Diego LAFC Rosales.
Oh.
And they're all from SoCal?
Mm-hmm.
Jaime's from SoCal?
I think so.
I think he's from SoCal.
Oh, this is a good one. Okay.
All right, you go first. Hold up, Letty. You asked it, you go first.
Yeah.
You go first. Go first.
You go first.
Go first. Why don't you do this?
The soccer players get paid the most.
Not in the MLS.
Not in the MLS. So, Letty, you got to go. Jaime. Get paid the most.
Jaime will be my carne asada. Jaime will be the carne asada.
Okay.
The Salvi will be the Nino because you know what I'm saying? Wherever he goes, like whatever he does in football, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have Salvi. Like, he's going to get fucking everything.
Yeah.
Because he's like the one Salvi that is doing it.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of Salvis are doing shit, but he's the 1-6-3 Salvi.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be in the NFL.
Yeah.
And as a quarterback, he's going to be the star.
Yeah, 100%.
So he's going to be my Nino. Carne asada is going to be Triple J, and Rival will be LAFC. Because we don't know if he what ethnicity he is, and I know that's messed up, but fuck it.
You know what? I think he's Mexican.
Mexican, well.
And Jaime's from Irvine.
Mm. So SoCal. Yeah. They're all SoCal.
Yeah, Jaime's going to be carne asada.
Okay, so this is mine. Jaime is going to be Nino because the rookie contract is still $1.17 million. And I'm going to go with Diego Rosales as my carne asada. And then I'm going to go with the Salvi.
The Salvi's going to be your op? You're rude.
It's because he's Salvi. But shout out him still. But yeah, that's my three.
Okay. I knew he wasn't just Salvi. What's this flag?
Let me see. Filipino.
Oh. Damn!
They're short as shit.
Yeah. He low-key looks more Filipino than Salvi.
Yeah, so he's Filipino Salvi.
He's Filipino Salvi.
Wow.
On Twitter, he has the Salvi flag and he has the Filipino flag.
Yeah, oh, he does.
That's dope.
Wow, that's sick.
Hey, I fuck with Filipinos because if they find out you're like a quarter Filipino, they support you to the end of the
world. Yeah, Iman's going to have a mixing at the station
for
next
sure.
week.
For sure. Yeah, it's like a secret like.
Caleb. Yeah,
Caleb.
Yeah, that's Filipino.
Yeah.
That's, Caleb.
It's fucking awesome. Okay, so I'm going to say... Triple J, my Nino. And then I'm going to say, because, like, UCLA, I want him to, like, help get Lil Vic into UCLA or something. And then he plays for the Heat. I like the Heat, even though I'm a Laker fan, but, you know, I fuck with them.
I fuck with the Heat, too.
Yeah. And then I'm going to say the Salvadoran quarterback, Salvadoran Filipino quarterback, carne asada, because he's going to – I'm going to tell him bring his mom's food. Either pupusas or lumpias.
You can't go wrong with it.
Can't go wrong at all. And then Diego Rosales, it's just by default. You just, you know. LAFC, you know, I hope you make it.
No, he's already signed.
He signed, but isn't it to like the...
No, he signed to the team.
To the big team.
But yes, he's not.
Okay.
He's not signed to their up next.
Oh, okay.
Their youth.
He came
they're
in the up next and got signed to the official team.
Yeah, he definitely. Well,
congratulations to him.
Southgate.
You know, yeah,
Southgate. I thought you would have chosen him.
Soccer players, they do move around a lot.
Yeah.
So he might start out at LAFC, but he might end up at like
Europe somewhere. But that's the goal for them. It's like that's the problem with soccer. Not the problem, but like I think something the homies always tell me is like that soccer is money based.
Yeah.
Especially in the United States, so I can only imagine how hard his parents busted their asses.
Yeah.
For them to be like. Like to get into these, I mean, Maximo, you know, Dick. Like to get into these fucking camps.
A lot of money.
Just shout out them. They're doing their shit.
Yeah, that's fire. That's a lot of just talented people doing great things.
Talented athletes.
And they happen to be Latino. Yeah. And that's cool.
Damn. Shout out Jaime, though. You're going to be teammates with Jimmy Butler?
Yeah. He's going to be Jaime Butler.
Jaime Butler? Butler.
Butler.
That's sick, fool. Yeah, doesn't get better than that.
It doesn't. That's freaking awesome.
I haven't heard it.
It's a Peso Pluma song, but Chente is singing it.
AI.
I need to hear this.
AI Chente is singing it.
It's like one of them things where like I'll show it to my grandpa. I'll show the original to my grandpa. or grandma, they'll be like, ah, chingadera. And I'll just show them the same song, this version, and they're going to be like,
oh, yeah.
Ah,
yeah, yes. Like if you show them the peso, if you show them the peso pluma, yes. They're like, ah, chingadera.
Esta es música. Ustedes no saben cómo hacer. Las pinches cochinadas que oigan.
Oy, es an unreleased of Chente, mom. Oh, my God. Ay, ay. Es como si todavía estaba aquí.
Yeah. That's
¿Cómo lo extraño?
They be hating. Fuck, it was good. Huh?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
That's good. But also, and it's because we've heard the hip-hop ones, and in hip-hop, it's just their voice, because it's rap.
Yeah.
But it's like, when you hear Chente, he's singing.
Yeah.
Dog, Chente's voice is beautiful,
beautiful,
dog.
Yeah. Beautiful, even in AI form.
I know.
Chente's voice is so beautiful, dog.
Yeah.
How beautiful is it?
It's full. It's
doesn't
one of
it feel like a San Marcos against your ear? It's just like
a San Marcos blanket.
Yes,
yeah.
It's like it's just rubbing your ear. Yes. It's just feeling great.
Bunch of pozole just fucking right here.
What? Pozole.
Just right here, just fucking walking through the campo, picking up branches.
Yeah.
Just fucking it's right here.
Picking up branches.
Fucking beating your bitch up.
What?
Because you got drunk. Of the mezcal.
Off the mezcal.
Oh, jokes.
Vic is back.
Bring it back. Yeah. All right, you guys, okay. If you just started watching, can we talk about mezcal?
Go.
Okay, you guys.
I'm doing my investigative journalism, and I'm trying to find out, like, his parents, just FYI.
Okay, you guys, so.
So you guys take
when we
take
started
video.
The pod.
Yeah.
Was it first season?
Yeah.
Okay.
First season. You say it every season, dog. So any season.
We drank mezcal, and then. We're talking about what it reminded of us.
Because we didn't like it. I'm not a fan of it at all. Neither is Duno.
We were trying
to like describe how it tasted, how it made us feel. And then Duno said.
I was like, it gives me like beat your wife up vibes. And then that was like one of the first things we were talking about. And to this day, I stand on it.
Yeah, no, 100%. Me too.
Every time I drink a little bit, I'm a scotch one. Here's girl next to me.
Stop it.
But even if it's my mama.
The funny part is that it's it comes from like it's aged tequila. It's a little bit aged longer in like a barrel. So it's similar to tequila, but it's not exactly.
It's just a tough drink.
And that's what like
you're saying it has old tendencies?
No, yes. But it's what like all
like,
our
you can't have your wife to this
grandparents
shit.
And great grandparents used to drink like straight. Like they would just instead of having a glass of wine, they'd have like a fucking swig of mezcal and then
beat the shit out of their wives.
That's what they would do back then.
And their kids. Ask my mom to this day.
Yeah.
My mom says she'll be like, they'll just be in the house. My grandpa will come back drunk off the mezcal and just beat the shit out of them for no reason.
Yeah. It's a common story.
It's a common story. It's a sad story.
But did they do it because of mezcal or is just mezcal the drink they had because it's Mexico and that's what they have
that's
in Mexico.
That's what they have.
And it's cheap.
But it's like we're correlating that mezcal makes you do this shit. But it's like they didn't have fucking sake there, you guys.
But
we
can't prove that it didn't.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like we can't, there's no evidence that it's.
Didn't.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this right now. Wife beating happens in every country, okay?
Yeah. Yes. But
and they don't have mezcal in every country.
No, but it happened a lot in Mexico, when they were drinking mezcal.
And when my mom talks about it, she talks about it like it was normal. So I'm assuming she's okay with it. So I'm just saying.
And that's probably why I don't like it, because I don't do that. Because every time I drink, I'm like,
be my bitch.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Nah, yeah, I definitely don't want to be my bitch either. Yeah. So let's just,
I just spit it out every time.
Shout out mezcal. Not for the wrong reasons. But like if you just like it and you don't happen to hit your girl,
for the wrong reason.
Then
but it's still if you still enjoy it, like this day, like if I know somebody, they're like, I just love the taste of mezcal. I'm looking at them different.
Yeah,
I'm just like, okay.
You're like looking for bruises on the girl next to
you.
I'm not putting the bathroom because that shit tastes gross.
You like meet their kid on the side, like, hey, everything
okay at home?
Call CPS. But that is crazy.
I bet you Caleb Williams' dad doesn't drink mezcal. Oh, wait, no, he's not mezcal. So, Jaime Jaquez's dad does not drink mezcal, for sure.
Or Diego Rosales.
None of them.
Why'd you laugh like that, Leti?
Because I'm so good at my job.
Did you find
his parents? I found the dad.
Let me see.
Is he tall?
This is the dad looks kind of... I found the dad and the mom, but the mom's private.
Oh.
Don't be liking shit.
This is the dad.
That's the dad.
And I feel like a fucking... I feel like he'll be in the Bukele job. If we like a salami.
I'm really good. And this is why you can't keep shit from your girl, because we'll always find out. Yeah, well, let me see.
Never know.
Why are you zoomed into his fucking crotch?
No, it has a red bandana.
Okay, but look where you zoomed in.
Oh, sorry about that. Shout out his dad though, man. They're doing their thing. They're doing
he's a tall one.
He's the tall for the tall salami.
That's a tall ass salami.
That's dope.
He also types his caption in English, so I'm assuming he was raised here.
Yeah.
That's but, dope that he was like, okay, so there's probably not many other 6'3 Salvadorians, but he is one, and he's like exceeding expectations.
Mom. I think that's the Filipino.
Yeah, very beautiful lady.
Yeah. Oh, no, here's her.
Yeah, sir.
Yeah, I know, but I found her.
Where did they meet? Where did they meet? What do you think? Did they meet at
They met here MacArthur for sure.
Park? They met at MacArthur Park.
In Glendale, there's a lot of Filipinos.
Buying karaoke box.
Where's like somewhere where Filipinos and Salvadorians will like congregate?
Hey, Loki, the dad looks like Bukele. Or no, he looks like
a massage parlor?
Hey, you can dump in this so that we don't get shadow banned. What'd you say?
No.
What'd you say? What'd you say?
He said they met at a massage parlor.
He looks like one of the...
Oh, he does. Holy shit.
The dad?
Dog, a massage parlor is crazy.
Oh, but his baby's so cute.
Hey, I wanted to ask you guys
this.
He
has a daughter, too. Hey, the daughter's lucky point.
Letty, get off your phone.
Can I you probably like the daughter.
Get off your phone.
Hey, get with Jade, dog. Get with Jade. Look, that's Jade. She's Filipino and Salvi. Woo!
She's a Philadorian.
Didn't you get what was the one that was going to med school that you danced bachata with?
Oh, she was Honduran and Filipino.
Oh yeah,
Honduran and Filipino.
That's almost the same shit.
Same shit.
Oh, yeah. You guys, she's fine.
First of all, don't show Vicky's married. Let me see though. Yeah. Nah, but shout out them.
She's pretty, right?
Yeah, she's pretty. She's pretty.
Do you want to know if she's single? I could tell you.
Well, first I want to know the age.
Vic, do you want to know if she's... Oh.
Yeah, we don't... Yeah, you got to...
Letty's like, oh, wait, I forgot. But Letty...
I'm going to see how old she is. I could see.
She's down a rabbit hole right now.
Yeah, let me just... Like, once we get in our little...
But, hey, is there like a color or like a shoe? Is there like a color or a certain type of shoe that you don't have that you always go like, damn... If I had this color of shoe, this would fit with my fit. Mm. Like, is there like something, like there's like a certain color always missing in your like, in your fucking like fit section?
Yeah, I don't have any shoes with like green in them.
She graduated high school in 2021. It's 2023. She's overage.
19.
Yeah, she's probably same age as your girl, is what Jose said.
Talking to Vic?
Hey, okay. So everyone can hear me in there.
So I want to know what is it that they do. I do that too.
And
if we can wake up late. Were you guys sleeping?
Yeah, fucking Pesa Pumba over there.
Relax, fucking Pocahontas. In what?
She's Sleeping Beauty right now. Okay, Taco Bell and Crocs have a collab. Cooler Culo. Can we look at it, please?
I
like Crocs. Hey,
before you see it, what do you think?
It better not be no fucking stupid bright orange.
It's gonna be like a chalupa.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm not a fan of.
Or a Mexican pizza shaped.
To look like the tortilla show?
They look comfortable as shit though.
They look like for like.
They look like for kids.
They look for like for the pool.
It says that they make a crunchy sound every time you.
That's so. If that's what it was, that's fucking stupid. I would be so mad if that's what the fuck it is. But they look comfortable as shit.
I feel like the people in the comments are liars and they're bots.
I need these.
Nobody I need these. No those. One looks at those and says, I need this. I am in love. You are a bot, Sapness Stanley.
You know what's stupid?
Hold up, go up.
Go all the way up. Go all the way
right
up.
Right there, right there, right there.
Employees Holy don't chalupa. Even get none of this shit for free, I bet.
Holy chalupa. This is not a want, but a need.
From Tyvid5.
That's so
go
fake.
To his page. Go to his page because he's supposedly.
Tyvid is fake.
Oh, God.
That's not a real person. Yeah. That's not a real person.
Nah, you know how you can tell if they have fake? Is just look at the amount of comments. If you have like 20,000 followers and you get like 4
comments.
I don't
like that they used bots. Taco Bell, that's Culo for Boy. The bots.
I want them in Baja Blast color. That's pretty funny.
I feel like you could make a cool croc. And it should be crocs.
Yeah.
Not like Croc slides.
And like the like a taco?
I wouldn't do the taco. But I would have gibbets that are like little tacos and little like.
That's what I thought.
Like a hot sauce packet. Yeah. If they look like the hot sauce packets, boom.
Oh, that'd be hard.
Come like on. The hire me, dogs. Fuego? Hire me, Taco Bell.
Yeah. I'm a fan.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
You like them?
No, 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 no. I'm a fan of Taco Bell. But the Crocs, fat ass. Taco Bell fire. It gets fixed the runs, though, right, Vic?
It does. It does.
But I'm not a fan. Taco Bell has done some cool shit. The shit they did with Born and Raised, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That shit was hard. This shit, fucking dog shit. Get it back together, Taco Bell and Crocs, you fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was stupid.
No me gusta. All right. Let's take like a 5-minute break.
3, 2, 1. We're back.
We're back.
We with are. Masala.
Letty got her seltzers. Corona up.
Oh, yeah. I forgot mine. Oh, Angelica.
I left it over there.
By the way, you guys. Irene and Angie were outside and they only talked to each other. And then Irene only went to go get food for her and Angie. And I'm starving. I'm going to pass out. And if I pass out,
okay.
I might die. And if I die. I ate like 2 pieces of chicken strip. That's
you
like
also ate
that's an equivalent
mine.
To an apple to me. So I need to eat
an apple, which is good.
Which is good. Oh, okay, well, not an apple.
He's gonna implode. Hurry up.
You got some of mine too, so.
Yours tasted like shit.
Yeah, I'm like.
Still got some though.
Yeah, you did. Sorry.
When you're starving, everything's good.
True, true, true.
So what's you're not really starving if you say it tastes like shit.
What's something you don't like that you really like?
That I don't like, but I learned to like, was like lentils.
Yeah, I wanted to react to this Jenny 69, her new song, because when she dropped her first song, she got a lot of hate. I was one of those people that I didn't necessarily hate. I just said, like, let's ease up on her. This is her first song.
Which one was it?
Soy La 69. Yeah, that one, the Soy La 69, exactly.
Okay, and I'll say it. It's because of the way that she's singing, and I'll say on that.
I seen the clip of it. I haven't heard the whole
song.
Yeah,
I only seen like the clip.
Super duper freaky though. The clip I saw.
Yeah.
It's not bad, bro. I like it. It's catchy.
Yeah. I think this is the direction she should have took in, like first.
Since the beginning.
Yeah.
She sounds a lot better. I will say that.
Yeah. Way better. Yeah. And honestly, it's not bad.
It's not. That's what I'm saying. It's
and for I get the route. It's like the going to the toquisha, going into like the super like EDM Latino vibes. Like it's like it's like a little upbeat. They're gonna be able to make remixes to it. Yeah, but I think it's like gonna work for her more.
Yeah, I just see it like her voice didn't work for corridos. Like no tiene la voz para eso. Like eso le queda.
Yeah,
wasn't bad. I fuck with it. I know it's gonna Angie said it's gonna do good in the club for sure. Mm-hmm.
Me and Duno before all this, we were talking about the whole JLP Peso Pluma. Cause there's like that's the newest song that JLP just dropped.
The fresa.
And so that one, dude, he keeps on
promoting it.
Beefy.
Jab vibes.
Yeah, towards Peso Pluma. Yeah, because there's like a part where he's like on the music video, he's stomping on a purple spider.
Yeah.
Which we all know that.
That's like the mascota of like what's his face? Peso Pluma.
It's one of those things where, once again, I told Angie.
Yeah, no, I know, and I did not want to believe you because you showed me the video, and I'm like, no, you're reaching.
It's a vibe. It's a vibe. Right. But look, I think when we're talking about it, because Angie got here, and then Vic was like, it's a competitive sport, but I feel like I think it's a little more like.
But what I noticed, too, is that JLP was, like, really celebrating his new single, Sabor Fresa. And, like, really propping it up. They're like, yo, this is number one. And then he posted a screenshot, and all the ones under him were Peso Pluma songs. They were all, like, number 2, 3, 4, mm-hmm. 5. So he was like, yes, like, I'm number one. You're not. You know, he didn't say those words.
But it was intentional.
It was like that.
He kept the screenshot of, like, showing.
Because he could have just said that he was number one, but he kept it everybody else.
But also, it's not like it's his first time going number one, because usually what artists would do, like, they'll get super excited, mm-hmm. go number one, go crazy. Yeah. Like, and you look at it, and I'm like... Like, you're not, it's not like this is new to you.
Exactly.
Yeah,
He's celebrating a little extra hard, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's doing his shit.
No, he's on a crazy run right now. Like we're,
that
we're
fool's on a crazy earlier. Run.
He's on a crazy run the past, like, year, I want to say. I mean, obviously, he's been doing his shit since, like, Radicamos in South Central, but, like, he's on a crazy run with Bebe Dame, with Te Quiero Mucho.
Yeah.
And then now with this one,
Sabor
Fresa, it's like hits after hits after hits. What is it? Chile La Pizza?
For Sache La Pizza.
Yeah, Sache La Pizza.
Yeah, but damn, for Ella Baila Sola to be number two.
Yeah, after all these months.
Yeah,
like,
that's fire.
It's still up there.
Yeah, that food.
And Tabla Fresa just came out, so I get why it's number one.
But so just, did Peso Pluma's album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where do you even see the top songs?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
I think that was like Billboard.
No, it wasn't. It looked like Apple.
I don't know how to do that. Yeah. That's some like.
I'm not
sure. But.
Because it's like also on what chart was it number one? Because I see like there's different charts. Like we've seen it with podcasts. There's like different subcategories. So on which one is it number one? And it must be a Latin one because I see no.
I don't know how that works.
The daily top 100, top 100 global.
Oh, yeah, I'm on 100
global. No, Gunna's number one.
Fucking Gunna.
Well, as of now, the top 100 in Mexico, Apple Music, it's Lady Gaga, Peso Pluma, Gabito Belleza, and Junior H. And Sabora. Yeah. Sabor Fresa is number two.
Yeah, top 100 in Mexico, Peso Pluma's number one, Fuerza Regida's number two, top 100 USA. Sabor Fresa is number 7, but it's before Ella Baila Sola number 11. It's just weird. Like, what charts are we looking at? And then these charts are, like, daily and hourly.
Yeah, you have to catch them at a certain time.
You literally have to, chop it. Latin charts on Apple Music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then if you check back the next day, it'll change.
Oh, okay. But that's why it'd be, like, a weird flex, but okay.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
I would go for the Billboard charts. The Billboard is more
more like valid.
No, Apple is like very in real time.
Like
but
every
it changes,
every 24 hours. Yeah.
An artist
hours.
Could be like, "Hey, go stream my song right now," and that will change the
algorithm because of how many times.
Yep.
Damn, that's sick. Huh? Hey, that my thing is though, like it's finally we're finally having
like a beef
in the world because I feel like you know like. Latinos are so like collaborative, like when it comes, especially in their scene, like Mexico Regional, like everybody works with everybody, and I'm like, ooh,
this is the first time
I want to hear this song.
Yeah,
damn,
I get what you're saying. Yeah, there might be on the horizon.
Because honestly, I'm over the Fade and fucking Anuel and fucking, I'm fucking over it. Like, fool, get over your ex, fool. Move the fuck on.
He's not.
You fumbled, and then she's got a new man, and then Samra Sala. And she was telling us, bro, she was showing us her Faith ex-girlfriend. She's a little baddie, but she's not a bitter bitch. She's a very humble, cool, moved on type of
bitch. Her name's Nicole, and she's popping in TikTok. I'm telling you, she has 5 million followers and then a million
on Instagram.
Yeah, she's a little influencer. But she's like the most... Huh?
Oh, shit, Angie.
My bad. She's a big old influencer. My bad.
So disrespect our followers. They mean something to us.
Yeah.
But nah, she does her shit.
Yeah, she does her things. And so, like, they were dragging her saying that supposedly she said a comment about Karol G. And so she had to go and say it. But it was a video that she was mimicking where she said, mi amor, la verdad es que usted se vería mejor conmigo, pero allá usted y sus malos gustos. Pretty much insinuating that she's calling Karol G ugly. Oh. And that's why she had to be like, hey, let me set the record straight. I have not said anything bad about Karol G. If anything, she's been like hyping her up, congratulating from woman to woman. Like, hey, if anything, like, my respects to you.
No bitter shit.
Yeah, nothing at all.
Yeah,
because
the video I saw, she was being really nice.
Oh, no, yeah. But that was the video that she was
in
responding
response to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because people were just putting words in her mouth, which is like, she did not say that about Karol G.
Yeah.
But of all the exes, she's been the most healthiest.
Yeah, because exes don't know how to act on this motherfucker. That's crazy.
Yeah, I think that's a very healthy ex.
Very healthy. Faye and her broke up 2 years ago, so I'm like, she is over it. And of course, she doesn't want to get dragged on or dragged with that scenario. Anything like that.
That's definitely, if we imagine you beefing it with Karol G, it's over for your career.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's why Jarlene is the one saying, like, I'll do a collab if the money's great. It's marketing. It's great marketing.
But it's not for Karol. Karol, she's fine without you, baby girl.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's the exes. Always bitter.
That's it, God.
Boom.
Boom, boom, boom. Everybody's winning.
Talk to me about your most healthiest. So, sorry, I had to say that. I was
it's okay.
I saw you jump into.
Yeah.
Tell me about your most healthiest ex.
Ooh.
Does a healthy ex exist? Because she's trying to show that a healthy ex exists.
Yeah, they ended in good terms.
Looks like me and my baby mama.
Baby mom.
Oh, sorry. My bad. I was throwing a joke, but it was. Oh, does she like Genesis? We could cut this if you don't want to talk about it.
Just answer the question that I asked.
Is there a healthy ex? Yeah. Is there such thing as a healthy ex? I think I'm a healthy ex.
You're the healthy ex.
Yeah, I'm not hating. I'm not like, I'm not commenting. Like that's kind of like, that's creepy. Like, shout out Camila. She got a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And I interviewed her, and I was like, did you tell him? She's like, yeah, I told them.
Okay, but that's a different type of ex. Because I felt like that was someone that, like, you might, like, did you date her?
We were together for, like, 3 years. Oh, that was my whole family. Oh, went through a lot of shit.
But you were really young, though.
It's still an ex. Okay, well, think I'm also not 30. So.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like.
Vic, ask a deep question, though, because my eyes are going to come.
The older you get, the more insignificant, like.
Those
high school relationships become.
Like.
If we had sex, it meant something.
Oh, God.
And we dated. It was like, it was pretty deep. It was like
Yeah, but like, I mean, okay, well, I get what you're saying.
I don't have any relationships with Vic.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that.
I feel like that's what he wants to hear, huh? Like, no, I'm not saying that. Oh, yeah, I'm a toxic ex.
So a 3 year, this is my point, is a 3 year relationship from 15 to 18 is going to be different, of a different importance from
significant,
like 23 to 26.
But okay, he's not
before
that
I just
age.
Turned 23.
I know, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
So then I can't.
So you're not going to be significant to your girl?
No. I'm going to be long gone. I'm going to be the radio guy. That one radio food.
Yeah. That one that got me tickets.
Exactly.
What about love of your life?
It's like, I'm not hating. Like, I'm not tripping. Like, I seen her at a party like years ago, and she was with her ex, and it was like, I walked by them. Cool. Yeah, like, I'm not. I just think, like, I think it's so, I think that shit is weird. But you know why I think it's weird, fool? Because I have sisters. And I know how, and I see it from their point of view when they're breaking shit down for me, like how fools will like talk bad about them because they're not together no more. Mm-hmm. And like I don't know, I've never sat there with my homies and go like, yeah, man, I was fucking that bitch and now that fool's fucked. Like that's bitter shit, fool. So
Put it this way. My homies. Which is the ex that, like, if she were doing a video like Fade's ex, would say nice things about you? You get what I'm saying? Like, what's the, like not like, I don't fuck with him anymore.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Maybe, like, Ashley and Sandy, they'll be, like, hella cool, respectful. Yeah. Like, hey, he's doing this thing. Like, you know, Sandy, she's, like, nice. You know what I mean? Like, she's not, like, do your thing, fool. Like, it didn't work out.
Yeah.
You know, she's Jakarta's best friend. So every time she's there, be like, hi, fool, how you doing?
Yeah.
I hope everything is good. Be seeing the pod, funny shit, like... I don't, you don't think that's...
No,
healthy. Yeah, like, that's... Always try to end shit cool, because you never know when you're going to need somebody or, like, vice versa. I don't know, it's just weird. Like, just... Shit like that makes me cringe. Like, even, like, when my homies be bitter about their bitch, I'd be like, fool, get over your bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So who's your healthy ex?
I don't know. I feel like...
None of them.
Probably none of them, to be honest.
Are they unhealthy because you made them unhealthy?
Probably. Yeah. I probably had something to do with that.
You think if Sugar Nigga had to go on a rant about you?
Ooh.
I mean, I don't think she could talk bad about me, but I don't think she would, like, talk me up and be like, he was so great.
Yeah, like how this girl was, like...
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And I'm wishing, like, him and his new girl, like, she seems great,
she probably
too.
Wouldn't want me to be happy, you know what I'm saying? Like...
Yeah, I agree.
If it's not with me, it's not with anybody else.
Yeah, no, I don't think she's just, like... She's not a fan of other girls at all, in general.
That's what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's not a fan of other girls. She'll be like, yeah, she cool. Like, you know, like, she's just so unimpressed by other girls. So, like, I don't think that she would ever see me and somebody else and then just be like, oh, my God, I'm so happy for him. Like,
yeah.
She'll be like, not me, though.
Yeah, if we'll go with your doctor.
Yeah. You know, like, whatever it is, you know?
Yeah.
What about you?
Healthy exes.
I like how we asked that, what we're doing, just to look at you.
I'm running through them.
Right? Like, what is she going to do?
That's be one.
Because
cool.
My ex is definitely, like, he won't know.
Mango Street,
no.
Oh, yeah,
not.
It's over with. Mango Street, the type, like, if we saw him at an event, he'll, like, be weird with us because of you?
Yeah. There's an old, when I was dating, I dated an older guy, and he would probably say the nicest things about me.
What was the age
But it's guy? Probably because he's old.
I was about to say.
And they have manners.
What was the age gap?
Yeah.
What was the age gap?
10 years plus?
19 and 53.
Probably like 8 years. Probably like
eight
like
years?
A good, like a whatever Vic is with.
Seven.
Yeah, so probably like that.
It's been it in the butt now. 7 years.
It's 8 years now, right? Tomorrow. She's 23 and 31. It's 8 years.
No, that's not how math works.
And I only know because he has said nice he's things seven about right me. Now.
Yeah. Till tomorrow.
Till tomorrow. Oh.
So it's
he said years. Nice things he about you? He said nice things. Like in an interview?
No, just before.
Oh, people. Just before. Oh, and I'll,
he's probing. He's probing.
Yeah, I know. I know. I knew why I said it, how I said it, because I know what would be a follow up.
You don't think BM would say nice things about you?
Why are you pointing at your BM?
No.
I didn't get the credit. He did.
Probably not. Maybe no? Publicly. Privately, no.
I want to talk about this drama. Can we talk about the Cardi B Offset shit?
Fucking cheater, bitch.
I'm no, she's not.
Okay.
Shout out Cardi.
So last week, Cardi B had went on like Twitter Spaces or whatever.
Yeah.
And she was talking shit about the girl that like she sued and was getting all this money from, right? And then she's like, I hate that when people come at me, the first thing they go to is like, oh, Cardi and Offset are gonna get a divorce. Like they wish bullshit on me. As if we were to get a divorce, I wouldn't move on to some like a blessing. So she's saying like even if we were getting a divorce, I would still get I'll still be blessed and I'll still probably get into another relationship that will probably be great as well.
Yeah.
Offset got mad at that. According to Cardi B, Offset is mad that she said that in that spaces. And today, Monday, he had posted a story and was like, my wife cheated on messed with another guy on me. Y'all know how I am. And then he deleted it. And then she went on Spaces again and was like, don't believe that guy. He's upset because of the Spaces from last week or whenever. And she's like, but I'm Cardi. Like, he stopped playing, stopped fucking with my name like that. Shit like that. Boom, boom.
And then I just sent me a video where she's like singing in the Spaces. Oh, yeah, shit. I would it. Do like, yeah, I should have cheated. I was like, fucking Cardi. Fool, Cardi's ghetto, fool, and I like it.
Yeah, she's I don't real. Know. Cardi strikes me as somebody that would tell on themselves if they cheated.
Yeah, cheated. Like, what are you going to do now? Yeah, what's your next move?
Yeah. She would be like, I cheated. So what? Similar. This is his name. This is who he is. You want to know? Like, I don't know. She seems so real to me that she would do some shit like that.
Yeah, you can't even hate on that for just being yes, real and honest.
I don't think that she would do that.
Like, you don't think that she'll come clean and be like,
hey, I don't I think if she cheated, she'd tell him. She would just leave him. If that's the case. But also, I do think that when she, like, I think there's definitely some rift between them for her to be like, he don't listen to him. She didn't even say his name.
Yeah.
Don't listen to that country man. And she's speaking directly, like, at him. Stop fucking playing. I'm Cardi B still. Like, if I was fucking around, I wouldn't be fucking around. He's like, I can't fuck around and people not know. Like, I'm assuming that he took what she said and was like, you're cheating on me. And then based the assumption off of it. And she's like, no, you would have the person. If I fucked around on you, it wouldn't be secret. The world would know. And you would know the exact person, not some imaginary, oh, you fucked. But also, going back to her statement, the statement itself is low-key some shit a girl would get mad at. It's low-key you answered wrong, right? Because she's like, everybody's talking about us in our divorce as if I wouldn't get into another blessing. And I think the right answer would have been like, we're not going to divorce or we're going to be together forever.
Period.
Period. But the fact that she's saying like she's already thinking about the after.
Yeah.
It's like, if I died, what would happen or whatever? He's like, I'll just fall in love. Yeah. And it's like, no, you're supposed to say like, I'll never move on or whatever. Like, it wasn't the right answer for the stuff. And no one asked your question, but just the way that she routed it led for room to be like, what the fuck you mean you move on to another blessing? You're already thinking about moving on?
Me and Cardi.
Who's the other blessing?
Me and Cardi are very similar. Because I think she was like saying it in her head.
She was, yeah.
And it was just like, let it just follow through.
And he got mad at that.
I'm not mad at it. Be you, baby girl. Don't censor yourself. Talk your shit. If he dies, go to Drake. Jay-Z.
Go to Drake?
Jay-Z is married.
Yeah, Jay-Z has
beef. I ain't never stop him. So let's just do your thing, Cardi.
Yeah.
So that's.
But
that's
have you ever had that like where you answer wrong and you're like, fuck?
Oh yeah.
I think that happens more to guys. This is like one of the rare occasions it happened to a girl.
What's the worst wrong answer you've ever had?
I fucking said it today on the air. But I'm not gonna say it again. Apparently.
What are you saying?
You fucking heard me?
Ask you to be his girlfriend?
No, I told them we didn't ask. I'm like, we didn't ask. We're corny too, but we didn't ask. I sent him a purple heart because purple is my favorite color, purple emoji. And I said, here, take care of this. And then he sent me back a heart and he's like, you take care of this. So after that, we're like, oh, we're together.
Oh, that's cute.
That's cute. That's cute. I like that. That's
What'd
cute.
You
I like
do?
That. I like that.
I haven't asked nobody to be my girlfriend in a while, but like it's usually God. Like
when
a,
he told us that he tells you, I don't know, I'm not you're not my girl, so I don't know what to say. I don't know, I'm not your man. Right? Isn't that petty?
Look, yeah. He can't even look at her right now.
Yeah. And Loki, that's why he's asking all the questions. He's answering all my questions weird. And like, because another Duno without BM here would be like, BM oh, yeah, this is my BM most healthy ex.
Baby mama.
No, I was telling you my, I was saying who my most healthy ex is, and then Vic was like, it doesn't count if you were under 23. So he
is
fucked up.
Is Dumbass a healthy ex?
Probably not.
Yeah.
See me, I fuck you. And just say some stupid shit.
Yeah.
And then I'll just be like, okay, cool, have a good night, bud.
You left me for a Dutch sis. You
know, they have some Dutch bros? Shit, like something, I don't know. There's a, I feel like,
see, look at him.
They're probably like the most ghetto. Yeah, so I'm going to get like a ghetto response, you know?
Like what? Like what?
I'm trying to think how I would like, because I'm ghetto, so I'll be like, yeah, you need man a bitch, I'll rob him or something. That's some shit I would say. Like, I'll beat the shit out of him. What's his name again? And I just like think of a joke with his name. Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to think of like some super duper ghetto shit. I'm trying to think of like how Cookie would talk. Oh, I've heard Cookie be like, man, that bitch weak as fuck. I'll beat the shit out that bitch.
Yeah.
She could never. And that's just how all my sisters talk.
That's fine.
So that's where I got it from. Like I'm trying to think of like if my mom got a new, like my mom has, I think my mom has a new man.
Okay.
Oh, and if my dad was responding and how he would say it. Chama my huevo, huevo. But that's just, and I think about how that's how me and my sisters talk.
Yeah.
Like, dude, when the other day it was just me and all three of them, and we're sitting there, and I was like, dude, these are like, we're like different versions of each other.
Okay, I have a question that's fucking probably going to get you in a fight. So what would you, if Dumbass moves on right now, what are you, you're going to say, I'll beat that fool's ass?
If she moves on?
Yeah.
If we somehow happen to have a conversation while like, and she'll even, oh yeah, I probably see some shit like, oh yeah, bro, boring as shit. Huh?
But why would you care if you have a new girl?
I just talk shit.
Oh, okay.
Does it still hurt?
Because you shouldn't even be thinking about her, even talking to her, if you have a new girl.
Yeah. You're not going to get me in trouble, fool.
I'm not saying that.
You're trying to reel it in. I see you. It's okay. Go ahead.
No, answer the question.
What do you mean? What I'm saying is if I had to have a conversation, like if I had to have a conversation.
If it was like life and death and you were having a conversation.
And then she just happened to have a man, I'd be like, yeah, he's probably trash. Let me see how he looks.
Probably don't dig you down like I do, girl.
Like, let me see the picture. That's just some shit I would say, like, oh, yeah, he's boring as shit. Does he have a podcast? He doesn't? Mm.
But wouldn't, like, the best response be, like, I don't even want to talk to you, girl. I got my own.
Well, why would that be? Because I just want to talk shit.
Mm.
But it's, like, saying it's, like,
so dude, she affects you. Your ex still affects you.
Oh, my God. Let me. All right, well, since we're talking about exes, we're going to put each like, other in this one. You ready for this one?
Go.
So, hypothetically speaking, you're at an event, Mango's there, JP's not there, he it's offers happened. You a drink.
Oh, Mango has been at an event that me and Jorge were at.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Did he say hi?
No.
Did you walk by him?
I stayed in the car, and I told Jorge, let's fucking go, but he went to the event because Jorge's fucking
You stayed in the car?
Yeah.
Why? Oh, because you don't want to see me start feelings for him.
No, I know I don't.
Oh, okay.
I know that the next time that I would have seen him, I would have probably punched him in the face. Because I hadn't seen him since I found out that he cheated on me. Because he lives so fucking far.
Yeah.
So
feel the struggle, brother.
Yeah. He's from Fontana, yeah. Mango Street. But I found out he was cheating on me, and I cut it. I cut it right then and there. And I knew in my brain, the next time I see this fool, I'm just gonna like on site fight him. And I hadn't seen him since then. Then I got with Jorge, moved on, blah blah blah. But they have a mutual friend that had an event. And I think when we got there, Jorge told me, hey, just so you know.
Jorge doesn't care.
He doesn't care about me, so why would he care?
But you
and
were
then
like,
I'm like, nah, dog, like, I'm going to stay in the car.
Oh, but you don't want to punch that fight.
And I know that that's their friend.
Yeah, so you don't want to fuck like, up
yeah,
like that.
So I'm like, I'll stay in the car.
Okay. I feel that. So, Vic.
Yes.
You get booked for an event.
Uh-huh.
Chicken Nugget is the model.
Yep.
Ooh.
Jamaica's the other, no.
No,
Horchata is the other model.
Yeah. Ooh. Jamaica was invited to be an influencer at the event to post about it.
She's hosting the event.
Yeah.
Are you?
This sounds like a wet dream of mine, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, that's what we got to get your
choice.
See,
that's
see he didn't do it.
What?
You did, but I am mad at you, brother. That's nice one. But are you
Are you going solo? Or are you telling? Are you like you have a plus one? Do you tell your girl you have a plus one? Or are you going
or
solo?
Or you take Duno?
I'm taking Dunoskis.
Yes. You're also a very big piece of shit. But I'm not mad at you, brother. You're young. Live life.
I'm not going to do anything.
What if it's like
see, as you grow, if I'm in your girl's shoes,
yeah,
you're not going to do anything, but you're also not going to show them that you've moved on. You're going to be, like, probably be really nice and respectful, but still have, like, an open
I don't even have to talk to them.
What if she has a twerk on you at the event?
I'm running away really fast.
What if the bag is
So then
big?
If you don't have to talk to them, then it shouldn't be a problem if your girl goes.
It's not a problem.
Too hard, you think that deep?
Yeah, it's not deep.
It's not a problem, but it's a little stressful.
That, yeah, that's a stressful situation.
Yeah, I'd rather just go with the homie instead. You know? And I'll then keep there. My distance from them.
I'll be there for more support. Yeah, you go, Vic.
Yeah.
Dan, I can't
wait. No, because this homie will talk to them.
Oh, yeah. You're for sure going to be
talking
to everything.
Yeah, I'm just cool as shit. Yeah. The other day, I ran into the homie. The ex.
Like, hey, let's flick it up. And then tag you guys and all of that.
It's because, like, why do we hate each other? Peace and love, brothers.
We don't hate.
But, like, I ran into the homie the ex the other day. Yeah. And this would try to give me a speech when he was young about, I was like, what am I supposed to do, soccer for your stupid ass? Give a fuck. She was cool. Hi, beautiful. It's good seeing you. Hope everything is good.
Hi, beautiful.
That's how I talk to everybody.
You've never called me beautiful.
Yeah, but you're like my sister. I don't call my sisters beautiful either. But the homie's girl, hi, beautiful. How you doing? Hope everything is good. Boom, 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 boom.
Wow.
Move on. Oh, my God.
I've heard him talk like that.
And hi, beautiful?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
That's weird.
Dang.
See? Wow. Yeah. I'm just a fucking nice guy.
Yeah, big ass teeth.
What the fuck?
I think that's his like way of disarming girls that like, I'm not trying to hit on you, but like,
yeah,
like hi, beautiful. I hope everything's good with you. Like, it's like a disarming tactic.
By calling them beautiful is
no, the other day
because
the
he doesn't mean it. If he really meant it, he would.
What do you do, bitch?
Scheming. No, if he really meant it, he would like.
What do you
he would
say when you mean it? Then
I just saw my Instagram right away. No, I don't. I promise you guys. Like, right what happened? Good. I'm getting with this. They're fool. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you
like,
do.
I don't. I just really be like, I just be chilling, but I believe in life.
Did he call you hi, beautiful? BM.
Say mamas.
Oh.
Oh! I did.
Get her on mic. Get her on mic.
I was like, what it do, baby boo? Hey, if I got a cold mouthpiece, verbo matagarita, baby. Chocolate.
That's what you say, what it do, baby boo?
No, Angie, oh my God.
No, we'd want to know what you told her.
What did I say? Oh, she slid in my DMs.
She said, yeah. Yeah. That's because you got fucking big ass balls. Come on.
Yeah, fool, nobody was mad that you slid in my DMs, way. You're mad, so. But yeah, fool. But. What it doing, you know what I mean? But he's like, hi, beautiful, how you doing? Hope everything is good. Oh, here's your new man. Hey, what's up, bro? Nice to meet you, bro. Cool. Move on with your life. Yeah?
Let's rate the Ramflas, shall we?
Shall we?
Rate the Ramflas. We have not rated the Ramflas in so long. I don't even know what Ramflas are up here. Okay.
I fucking hate these type of cars.
Yeah. Okay, go to the next slide. Go to the next slide. So look at this brown car. It is like a truck with a wagon with another truck on the side. How would you describe this? It's a brown.
A bitch that already, a fat bitch that got a BBL.
Like she already had something.
She got the double dukers. Yeah, she got the double dukers.
Double dukers.
Damn.
Wow.
Because it's low-key like another truck bed.
It's unnecessary.
After a wagon bed, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
to my car people, to my lowrider people, because this technically would be like at a lowrider show, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Stop doing so fucking much. And I'm not hating. Some cars are so beautiful.
Yeah.
Vic's dad's car, amazing car. Simple, but gets the point across.
Yeah,
such
but
a beautiful
it's
car.
Classic. It's a classic.
Mm-hmm. When you do shit like this, I feel like you think you're going to get some head. You're not. No head. You're just going to get a fucking big ass headache from the fucking trying to find where to park
it. It looks like a little trailer in the back, right?
Yeah, because it's not like hitched. It's in one piece. It's like he put the other shit on its own.
Yeah.
Well, what happens is like people, like a lot of people in the lowrider community wouldn't like this either. Because a big thing about the lowriding culture is like beauty plus usefulness. Like, okay, this is practical, right?
Functioning,
right?
Vic, can we take a picture of this and send it to your pops and see what?
Yeah, he'll say bullshit or something
can
like that.
Can we
do it live?
Vic's phone real quick and he'll send it to his dad and just say rate it.
Yeah, because.
Oh, Carla, what the fuck is this, Victor?
Maybe screenshot the second slide because the first slide you don't see it. And I don't know that if your dad knows how to swipe.
Probably not. So there's certain cars that they don't drive, but they're beautiful pieces of art. and my dad will talk shit. He'll be like, fucking, I forgot what he called it. There's like a term for
it. Wow, if they don't drive.
He's like, it doesn't drive. It's a fucking, like.
It probably got trailered here.
Yeah,
basically.
Like, it can't, like, that's the thing is, like, it's supposed to drive too.
Yeah.
It's supposed to look beautiful, but it's supposed to cruise too, or else what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, what's the point of this beauty if we can't use it?
It has to be practical. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
So, like, a lot of
disabled people that's pretty fucked up.
What?
Damn. What do you have against them?
I didn't say what. I don't even know
what
to
say.
What is your purpose?
You want to get a live reaction. But you got to call it mid to it. Like, send them and then he's
send
like
him the screenshot of the second
and then be like, hey, dad, look at your. Damn. And knowing Vic's dad, he's probably like, what the fuck is this? Like,
yeah.
Some bullshit.
Sounds like a fart.
Yeah, that shit.
You sneeze like a little puppy.
I wasn't trying to be loud.
Like a chihuahua? Yeah, this is ugly. Right, this shit's fucking just stupid.
I do like the color.
Color is fly.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's so stupid, huh?
Okay, what's the next guy while...
I just texted my dad.
Do you mind closing any of your tabs for right... Yeah.
He's scared that one might be the wrong one.
Okay, look at this car.
Okay.
Speaking of. This one cruises. But it has, like, spokes on
those
its
are the,
rims.
The elbows poking out.
Those are powwow, huh?
Yeah.
This is so fucking stupid.
Why do they do that? And so I think it's less swinging. About even how the car looks, more of how the car is driving.
Okay, so what he thinks he's doing is he thinks he's swinging. So that's what that you
and
do in Texas.
Texas.
Yeah, you swang, but you're supposed to go from one side of the road to the other, but you're supposed to do it really elegantly,
like
almost
from
like
the right
a,
side
like
to
an ice skater, like with like, elegance.
Got you.
Know what I'm saying?
He's doing like in one lane, he's swinging, well, so he's like if he can't get in parking.
He's doing it a lo pendejo, like he's almost doing it ironically. Like it's just like, bro, what the fuck?
This for the dipshit, right? I hate this for too.
Yeah, I hate him. I hate him a lot.
And that only works in Texas. Anybody had that in LA?
This is a Texas thing.
Somebody would hit it.
Yeah, it's a Texas thing.
Somebody would hit it.
Because you got to think about it, you got those big ass spikes in a big ass road.
Yeah,
you can't have that in LA. But, I'm gonna hit you on the 101.
Exactly. Yeah. Again, it goes back to practicality. This is not practical for you to just drive down the street. Like, you can't even be on the freeway.
Oh my God!
I don't like
folds,
this.
I'm swinging.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. Yeah.
I just figured out hip hop.
Yeah. Full folds. I'm swinging.
And Dome Man sampled that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both. Oh.
Okay. So you know the things that they're doing too. Like, have you ever been on the freeway and then a cop has to do that, like like maneuver from right to left to stop all the traffic, so that like usually it's when there's something on the road that they have to pick up or something they're looking for, they start doing that so that everybody else stops while they're looking for like whatever debris was there that they have to pick up.
Or I think they do that also when to slow down the traffic.
Yeah, for sure it's slow down. Yeah. But that's for a reason. They're slowing down.
Oh, yeah. Fall, I'm swinging. Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, that's fucking stupid.
Yeah, what's worse, this or the one before it?
This one.
The one before it.
No, this one's worse.
This one I could park at least. Trying to be a hassle. You could remove that. This fool, if he wants to get a new truck, then I have to buy the whole new one.
But he was just swinging stupid, too. That made him lose more points.
Yeah, because I'm assuming now there's a good way to swing. Now I want to see, like, a good swinger.
Elegant. Very elegant.
Yeah. Fall.
Because you're not supposed to be on the freeway swinging. Like, that's a thing that you do at literally, like, a car meets. Like, just.
Side note, super dude question, but why do dudes do that?
What?
You know what I'm thinking.
Swang or a cock?
Like, you're just. For no reason.
Depends what type of song is playing. You got to think about it like.
Sometimes you got to shake the bad vibes out.
Or the STDs.
Either one.
I knew when I asked this question, the answer was.
You were like, you're going to back?
Yeah.
Falls, I'm sorry. Dude, oh my God. This is a fucking stupid ass car.
This is a very stupid car.
But the other one is way. Did your dad reply?
We have a lot of cars. I say we just run through it.
Let's fucking do it.
Oh, okay. This is like a tow truck full of oldies, which I think is so valuable. Hard. You know how they rob people? Like, I would rob that car. Not that I would rob a car.
Yeah, there's some shit Toretto and his team in the first movie.
This needs to be in Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Damn, but you said that you don't like cars that get towed.
No, but they can still drive, but it's not good to drive.
They're so pretty.
It's not good to drive like fucking 500 miles.
Even the tow truck is pretty.
Yeah.
In this car.
Damn, those cars
are
sick.
So you pay for
sick.
Slots on these. Like, these is, like, probably going to, like, a super show. And, like, my dad's done it before where it's, like, $500 to transport your car
like
safely.
Like, the cream tow truck is by.
$500?
Yeah. Nah, like it's probably way more than that.
No, because, I mean, look, think about it. $500, $500, $500. Like, It adds up. You're not just
dog. Those cars are fucking beautiful.
They're gorgeous.
Yeah. Hey, are you a fan of the ones on top? I don't know what they're called. The trucks or the?
I like the truck.
You like the lowrider shit?
The trucks are fire.
You know what's crazy for the Hummies? That
what truck is like used like as lowrider? What are the trucks that are Chevy? What?
They're the Chevy.
Those are think they don't even have a name back then. Like they're
it was
literally
the Chevy
just like,
trucks.
Like Chevy truck.
Damn, those are it's that orange
beautiful.
One is
that
nice.
That orange one is fucking vibe.
But also that green one in the beginning is a vibe. Yeah. She did some real low, like when I think about a lowrider, I think about like Blood In, Blood Out with Crucito and sitting in the park waiting for you. I want to go have a barbecue, have the kids run around with fucking ice cream all over the face because we just bought some from the truck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You feel me? A bunch of pregnant girls with hoop earrings around us.
Give us another one while we talk, while he thinks of his summertime. In the 323.
213. Okay. give another one.
No, I'm telling Jose.
Oh, Jose, give another one. But yeah, this is the vibes you give me, though.
Yeah.
This is what I'm trying to see. This is where, like, you take the ruka.
Oh, look, speaking of, this is LA shit. He's doing like a takeover style, like
he's like swanging.
But it's like that's a Yukon or like a Suburban or
it's a fucking Tahoe,
Burgundy Tahoe, just like in the donuts. Middle of traffic, trying to do donuts. But it low-key looks like the figure eight, maybe he's trying to do.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, just, this food.
And what street is he on?
Long Beach. He's on like he's in Long Beach.
He's in Long Beach.
He's probably trying to go to jail.
What is he doing right there? Like that upsets me a lot. A lot. And no one did anything. They're just letting him do his thing.
Crazy distraction. Nobody wants to get shot in a road rage.
Yeah, you kind of just keep your distance from somebody like that.
No, being from LA, this kind of normal stuff. Just drive by. Don't get hit.
Yeah.
Like the minute he would have done that, I would have just sped it right
but
there.
But then you said the other four, you would have hit the other four.
What do you mean?
The Texas four.
Oh, but but not on purpose. I would have hit him because this shit's wide and we're in little roads. And sometimes I swear every once
but
in a while
here,
while I'm
this
texting.
Is in Long Beach. And why do...
These aren't donuts, they're bagels. That's pretty funny. Somebody said they're waiting for a parking spot to open up.
And that does kind of seem like it.
And then
huh?
Somebody else said they missed the takeover by 12 hours.
Yeah, I what would be the reason you drive like that?
I'm trying to either go to jail on purpose.
Yeah.
Yep.
Looking for a place to stay for the weekend?
Free food.
And
running
shower.
Her gas out so that she doesn't.
Or you could just drive.
She can't go out.
Just drive to
maybe
the
there's near. A spider in his fucking car or something.
Maybe there's
away
a spider
him.
In his car. A bee?
Yeah, stupid. Bee.
A mosquito?
Or that fool's on drugs.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay,
my.
Look at this. This is a Prius?
Raza versus
is this
NASA.
Prius?
Fucking yeah. Fool's going on. So
they made this Prius truck. Hey, maybe Prius Papi would want this. This is a legit truck. Look at this.
Nah, this is genius.
Dude, this is
innovation at its finest.
This I'm not mad about. Where's the cover, though, on top?
It's a Prius truck.
He showed me that.
That's so cool. He showed it to you.
And what happens to the inside? So
the back seat
so fuck your back seat?
Yeah, the back seat is.
Yeah, no more car seats.
This
unless
is
you
Prius
put a bed back there,
and
you get it cracking
like,
right there.
They
huh?
Put like a bed of a
so
truck
two-seater now.
See, on a Prius. So like the back seats are cut out, and like now it's a work vehicle.
This is super practical.
A Prius coupe?
All right, because it saves a lot of money on gas. Because
it's a Prius.
And then also you get to like. Use like take your tools and all the stuff like.
I'm not mad at that. That shit
like
is fire
it.
Right
it's
there.
Creative. It's
I like
creative.
That one. You don't like that one? You got a fan of that
really
one?
Ugly. I just think the color. Maybe if it was another color. The
if
color
a guy
like
pulled
a
up
sand or something.
Yeah, if a guy pulled up to like work on my house and that's what he came in.
You trust it?
Yes, I'm like
I
this
would
guy
trust it too.
Fucking knows what he's doing.
If he can make a truck out of a Prius,
there's a will, there's a way.
And you know what it is? And it wasn't. It didn't look like one side was bigger than the other one. It looked perfectly
like,
matched.
Yeah.
It looked like he was safe about it. It looked like he could. He did it to where he could probably still recline.
Yeah.
His back
front,
seat, like
in
the
front
seat.
Yeah.
Or you know what's funny? If
these are fire too.
He made the Tesla Cybertruck out of this.
No cap. You know what would be funny? If the guy driving it didn't actually do it himself, but he asked somebody and he said, hey, I have an idea. Can you please make my Prius into a truck? And then the guy.
Ni madre.
Like he just tells him, like, do it in 5 minutes.
That far offered him a 12 pack? A 12 pack and $120. I'm not mad at it, dog.
And he did
that
a fucking great
shit,
job.
Yeah.
I like that one.
All right, and then how does this happen?
Oh,
you know, one time
shit.
We got caught up on like a AI car. I wonder if this is AI, or like this is a. Remember that one where the car broke down and everyone was like, "That was a video game."
Oh, like, the shit we reacted to where we made like
okay,
all these
so,
on it.
So for our audio listeners, this is a big, humongous fucking shopping cart.
Shopping cart from Lowe's.
And with no top or nothing, and a guy is just driving it as if
he was looks like there's a motor to like a lawnmower or something.
Yeah.
In the bottom.
Some kind of motor in the bottom. How is he steering? How is he stopping?
That's hard though.
Says it's low.
That's just sick. If you don't have your
homie, you can fit right there.
I'm scared of that. If he crashes, he's dead.
Oh yeah, clean up an aisle six
for sure.
Nah, but
that would be cool if all if that's what came around to pick up all the carts. You know when people used to take all the shopping carts home?
Oh, okay, okay,
you know how people used to take the shopping carts home?
Yes.
Before they made those little things that stop it.
Yes.
And then a cart would come around and pick it up. That would be cool if that picked
this
up.
This shit is sick. Cards. And for you can only do shit like this in Texas. Like cops in Texas don't care about shit like this.
Why don't they? Why can you get away with so much in Texas?
Because it's a red state. You know, take me to jail. This is my country, my land.
Why can you do all that?
If I want to walk around in a cart and be fucking whatever, a buffoon.
Yeah.
Could be a buffoon there, and I'm all for it. Cause in Texas, fools take their fucking trucks to the beach or park it right next to the beach and get drunk.
Yeah,
see, in California, we're a little extra when it comes to shit like this. This guy's probably living his best fucking life. He's probably in a mentor and is doing it up. But you know
how do you make that? It feels it like Lowe's had like a really big thing on top of Lowe's or something, and then they're just like, give me that, because there's no way to custom make that.
That's just sick, no, though.
Man. Not like a person can't make that, dog.
You go, what's your best cart story? With being your homies or something? Like, what's your best like shopping cart story? Even as a kid with your sister?
I think it's funny right now how the boys are in shopping carts at Target. I was telling the crew. Luisito, because it's a shopping cart. And at Target, if you're lucky, you get that one that has two. But everyone always has them because kids go with their parents all the time. But Luisito sits on the shopping, like the seat. And then Jorjito goes under where they put the waters.
Yeah, yeah.
He likes being under there and just riding it. And then he's watching his phone. He'll put his phone. He'll tell me to put his phone in the basket part so that he can watch it while he's laying down. And people look at me like I'm a bad mom. But Jorjito loves it. And I think that's better than
he doesn't have to hold it.
Yeah, but he's laying down in the part where all the diapers and the dingo. Like, right. And he's just like laying down looking up. But I like that better than standing on the side. Because standing on the side, I remember being little and standing on the side and that shit flipping over.
Those are the best. One of my best memories is me and Cookie were like maybe like I was like 70, and me and Cookie were on it and we're fucking around. And like I got on, but obviously I'm big, fool, so I got it to the back, you know, I'm like holding it, but she's on it, so it's keeping it like down. She got off, I didn't see him, and then putazo. Boom. Ooh. But it was a good time. And another time we robbed one from the Food for Less, like on 6th and Union. And we took it from there all the way to Echo Park, going down the hill. The homies were falling. Everybody was just like hitting their head, getting concussions. and everybody was having a but it, bro, best fucking memories of all time.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Best memories of all time. That shit was fun as fuck.
I just think about Lil Vic when he used to fit in a cart and now he doesn't fit. And now it's kind of sad. And I just used to always put him in there whenever we go shopping or whatever.
That's
he used to love it.
31-year-old memories.
Yeah.
And now let me have those memories.
What? He doesn't fit no more.
Fuck. It's time for a new baby, dog.
Yeah.
Nah, probably not.
It's on the way.
It's on the way.
Quit while I'm ahead.
No.
Yeah.
You'll have one day.
Like, quit your girl?
No.
Oh, like, baby making.
I got one boy.
Are you going to...
What?
Snip?
I probably should.
Maximo is.
Tomorrow.
Maximo, you're done with kids?
Yep. I'm about to snip.
Let's go together.
We should vlog your vasectomy.
Yeah, let's vlog it.
If you, bro, you shouldn't do it. I feel like you're not 100% sure.
Yeah,
Maximo is one of them lucky dudes. He found a girl 13 years ago. We're together. We have two kids. We're happily married. We have an open relationship. Let's do it up.
I don't have an open relationship.
I feel like you have an open relationship.
But if you a baddie, send it to us and we might.
Send it to us? Send what to us?
Snip? Hey, are you going to snip yourself?
Huh?
Are you snip yourself?
Myself?
Don't do it yourself.
Do it yourself.
Like,
yo. Like, he's crazy.
Yeah,
bro.
DIY kit.
Snip. I'm going to shoot blanks.
That's it?
I think I'm going to do that, baby. Too.
You're done, Papa?
Done.
I don't think Vic should be
I'm
done.
I'm down to go with
you're
you.
You're not done. You're not done, fool.
I'm done.
Yeah. I think I'm done.
I don't think you're done, Vic.
Nah, you got one more.
Nah, fool. 30.
I think your girl's going to want one, too.
It's not about what she wants.
You're done?
Yeah, I have to be done. Because it's not about what she wants. Episode 96, you bitches. Do we have anything else? Bye, we love you.
Shout out you guys for snipping it up.
Yeah.
Tie the tubes, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't want you guys to have kids.
Comment in the chat if I should snip it out or snip it up.
You folks can't have kids. Because I'm thinking of, like, all the rearrangements we're going to have to do.
I have kids right now.
I know, but, like, if you're pregnant mid-pod, yeah. Like, hold up. I got to go, like, take a shit. Or, like, it takes an extra 20 minutes. Like, if Vic has a baby, like, he's going to be extra more tired. And it's just, you know what? Like, yeah. I think if we're going to have a baby, let's all plan it out as a team. Have it all at the same time. So we're just, like, we can all feel each other. You guys had kids before.
You could pot it up while on your way to parenting?
Yeah, like pot it up. Like, we could bring our kids.
I do agree that if one of you gets a girl pregnant, the other one should get a girl pregnant.
Yeah.
So that you could have it at the same time. I do believe that.
That makes sense.
You know what I was thinking about the other day? My homies are all like, our kids. Like, let's have a kid day at the beach. And I was like, yeah, that's cool, bro. I'll pull up. But like, them fools like kids like fool. We're sitting out the other day and all the homies are tagging in their black books, but like being dads. And like the kids were running around. Like,
it's a beautiful thing.
They were like slap boxing each other with the homies that are making the kids fight. The homies owner got the oldest kid. Her name's Kayla. She's like 7.
You're the oldest kid.
Not from my crew, but.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not. But all the kids are hanging out. The little homies, they're like playing with the kids. We're making them go buy shit for the kids. You know, they're little. They're time to go on liquor store runs. And I'm just watching them, and all the homies are like, yeah, man. They're like, and I'm like, oh, it's pretty beautiful right here, brothers. Made me want to have a kid. But I don't want one. Then I thought about all this shit they were complaining about after the baby mamas left with the kids, and I was like, yeah, never mind, I'm good. Like, they loved the kids while they were there, and then I was like, oh, I fucking hate that bitch. She goes, fuck, I fucking hate her. Oh. Like, the kids don't let me sleep, and I was like, yeah.
Your friends watch the pod.
I don't give a fuck. There's some shit I would say in front of the girls, too. Hey, this will love you only when you're here.
But when you left.
But when you left, they was doing it up. But it was a cool thing. Like, the homies be calling each other kids lame and shit.
Would you want a baby with your BM?
I don't have a BM. Do you need to have a baby without a BM? I don't know if I want a baby in general right now.
You just said that. That made you want to have
for
a
for like
baby.
A split 10, 5 minutes of my life.
Okay.
There was a whole 4 hours after that, and I was like, yeah, fuck them kids.
Kids are awesome, bro.
Yeah. That's cool. I think about the shit you have to do. Like, oh, I gotta go pick up Lil Vic
yeah,
from school.
But when
like,
you
walk
love
yourself.
Them, that's not like, you know it's what I'm fine.
Saying? It's cool, though. I enjoy it. I want to hear about what he did to that earlier in the day. You know?
You're so awesome, Vic.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's cool. It's cool. That's cool. That's cool. Yeah, Maxi was done. He ate the
Oh, are you just going to be okay with being a dog dad?
A dog dad? I'm not even that.
Yeah, you are.
I haven't bought shit for that fucking dog.
Yeah, you are a dog dad, right?
Yes. You are a dog dad.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
You're a dinkwad.
The dog doesn't live with me.
BM, has he ever pet the dog? Yes? Have you ever been nice to the dog?
No, I've been nice when? I threw a pillow at the little shit. Yeah. I threw a fucking big ass.
What have you kiss done,
the dog?
Man?
I didn't kiss the dog. That's.
Oh! You're a dog dad.
Dog daddy.
I did that, fool. I fucking grabbed her from the fucking thing, and she's like, "Don't grab the dog." I wasn't abusing it, but I just like.
You rather have the narrative that you abused the dog
than that you pet it? You were nice to one.
No, bro. I was never fucking nice to that fucking dog.
I
grabbed it by his collar.
No, but it's just for the dog's cool. Dick is there. I'm not. But like
the kids are cool too.
Yeah, but like I'm not cleaning the shit up of the dog. Like that's not my fucking dog. I'm not feeding. I'm not waiting. Like that shit just sounds like a fucking hassle, fool. Like. One, I gotta
yeah,
get
but
on.
When it looks like you, you're like,
is that does that make
when
it a
it's
difference?
Your kid?
When
yes.
It looks like you?
Oh yeah, 100%, 100%. And my son doesn't look like me that much, but still, like
it's a little Vic.
Yeah, he acts like me sometimes.
Maximo, do you like your daughter more than you like your son?
No, they I love both of them.
They both look like him.
Okay, one of them doesn't watch the pod, so who do you really like more?
Both of them.
Who's like
they each have their own personality.
If you're getting a divorce right now with your girl.
We're not splitting kids.
Yes.
Different kids.
We don't split kids. We take I will take
share
both
time.
At the same time, and then she gets
okay. But you guys don't.
No, that's not the right answer. You're Cardi B-ing it right now. Yeah, there would be no divorce.
There is.
First of all, there's no marriage to be a divorce.
Listen,
California married man.
We gonna be together forever.
I think out of all of you guys, Maxim was the most in love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, I think this fool's like, this fool's head over here. I think his girl cheats, he'll stay
like, he like, can still, we say this story, like, blows into her ear and stuff.
What happened?
Come on, Maximo.
What happened? You got to say it now.
That was episode 96.
It's good. Well,